Good evening, everyone. This is the regular monthly meeting of the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I'm the chair. It is Wednesday, December 1st at 5:37 p.m., and I'm going to go ahead and call the roll. One second. Okay, so starting from the beginning, Rico Ross, not here. Richard Uzel.
Present.
Nia.
Present.
Joseph Wanzala. George Ryder.
Here.
Esia Wangaza.
Present.
Alonzo Brown. Arlene Engelhart. LaVarne Williams. Tracy Rosenberg, here.
Did you say Nia, and Tracy?
Yes, I did. I can say it again if you want.
No. That's better. Right. Okay. Not that I'm hiding, but I just...
Okay.
I put in my earpiece, I guess.
Yes, and Bill Crozier is our ex officio. Are you here?
Bill said he wouldn't be here tonight. Okay. I have a report from him as to what's happening.
Alonzo's here.
Hi, Alonzo. Okay, so this meeting has quorum. We have some minutes for the November 3rd meeting that were sent out at 3:07 this afternoon. I don't know if people have had a chance to look them over.
I did. I had a question about, it says decided to withhold motion to switch Houston and L.A. for a future PNB. Didn't we recommend that to this PNB, or what? Is that correct?
What's correct is that we said in the minutes that we were going to withhold it, and then for some reason at the PNB meeting on December 5th, I did bring it forward. I guess I forgot what we said, and
okay.
We did pass.
We passed it, so it's done. Right.
So okay, the minutes are technically correct, but yeah, it's confusing.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Any other comments about the minutes? Have enough people read them that you guys are comfortable approving them?
I am.
Are there any objections to approving them?
Tracy, it's Nia. I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here and I didn't listen to the stream. I'm not objecting.
Okay.
Let's just abstain.
Okay. Any other objections? Okay. They are approved. We have a draft agenda, which is really exactly the same as last month's agenda. It goes Houston, logistics, number one, 2011 meeting schedule, board orientation packet project, and affiliate selection. So are there any additions or changes to that people would like to make? Okay. Are there any objections to approving that agenda? Okay, done. All right, so starting off with logistics for the Houston meeting, I guess, George, you have a report?
Yeah, Deb Shafto, my wife, has been sort of the committee looking into hotels, and she has one possibility that looks very attractive. It's a four-star hotel, which of its own has an ample meeting room. It has... rooms for $80 a night, occupancy up to four. They're quite willing to have us double up or quadruple up even. They will provide meals for $35 a person, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, there's another possibility, which makes use of this hotel but doesn't make use of their meeting room or their meals, which is it's located near Leisure Learning, which is a adult education facility that one of our LSB members owns and manages. And he has offered to let us use his rooms. He has two large rooms. They're ample for the meeting and for plenty of people in the audience. It has as well a kitchen on the same floor. So we could have breakfast, lunch, and perhaps dinner catered over there and save on the cost of the meeting rooms. We're waiting to get back from him what the costs are. There's also the possibility that on Sunday we'll have to pay for heating the entire building, which is about a six-story building, I think, which is about $500. So it may or may not be cost-effective to actually meet there instead of meeting at the other hotel, but it is a possibility, and we should have the figures by tomorrow about all of that. That's the situation at the moment.
Okay. Any questions or comments for George?
I have a comment. I have a comment for the committee. I have to strenuously object to doing anything at the place that George just mentioned. The fellow is always being fast and loose with LSB on fees that he's charged or not charged or move stuff around. I think it would be a recipe for a nightmare.
And who are you referring to exactly?
This is on the air. I don't want to refer to anybody exactly.
Okay, and you're talking about the building that has
right.
The meeting rooms. Okay.
Right. You mentioned Leisure Learning.
Okay. George, do you want
to... Tracy? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm going to give George an opportunity to respond, but...
Yeah, I don't know anything about the history of playing fast and loose with the fees. We would get a contract statement as to just what it was going to cost, and that would
well,
be that.
Well, fast and loose with the fees is exactly what he does when he provide stuff with LSB. It's always got some kind of hidden cost and some kind of hidden ripoff for us. And I just would have to object strenuously.
Mia had a question or comment.
Sure. What's the name of the 4-star hotel?
I don't remember. It used to be a Hilton, but it's not anymore. It's something like Twin Towers or something like that. I'm sorry, Deb mentioned it to me. Maybe it's fine. She's got some notes here. Just a moment. But not that. So I can't tell you. Oh, wait a minute. There's more notes here. Just a moment. Sorry. It's not Twin Towers. It's 4 Points. Four Points Hotel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me say it. We don't know. We don't have any estimates from the Leisure Learning facility yet. I would say let's put off a discussion of what we're going to take and what we're not going to take until after.
I wouldn't trust any of it.
I got that, but we can certainly put something forward to the board with a contract which they can decide whether or not they would trust or not.
Okay. So I guess the question is, when do we have to decide? My question.
Well, we're talking about 6 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I think we should probably meet again next week to decide on it. We'll have the information by then.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, that we would probably have to do something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll schedule that, and I'll put that as sort of the end of the agenda for our next week, for setting our next meeting. Is there anything else about the planning for the meeting? I don't think we're at the phase yet where we start talking about the agenda. It's just too far off.
Yes.
Are there any other logistical type things? It sounds like not really, until we get the facility figured out. Okay. All right, that takes us to item two. Item two is what remains of our 2011 meeting schedule question. We've settled the first two items. The third item related to setting dates, either for the rest of the year or, if we wish, just moving forward to the April meeting, which is going to be in Los Angeles. Do people, I think in general, the ED had asked, if possible, if we could set dates for the three remaining meetings in the year. But that might or might not be a good idea. And what we would be doing is, I guess, coming up with some dates here and then bringing them to the big board.
I suggest that we do that. The board has to approve them in any case. And they might want to defer. My suggestion was that we should probably fix an April date. The new board can fix the subsequent dates if they want to differently. We can suggest them all, but in terms of the reason the ED wanted that was so we can get going on making meeting arrangements, and I think it would be useful at least to have the first date. Said if the new board really doesn't want to do it that date, they can change it. But in the meantime, people can be looking into doing logistics for it.
Yeah, and you know, for those of us who might be coming in next year, it is good to know what dates to keep open. I mean, I know there are some things that people are already talking about for me in April, and you know, it would be nice to know what weekend I'm going to be out of commission. Okay, so looking at, let me get a 2011 calendar. So April will be Los Angeles. It was already pointed out that Passover and Easter were the week of April 18th through 25th. So we would be looking at either the weekend before or after the holiday.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion. I think our finances are so bad at this point that we should, I think we can justify reducing our meetings to three next year, and I would like to make that motion.
Okay. You can make the motion. Discussion?
Yeah, I don't want to have this conversation every time. The bylaws say four. We don't have the choice. You know, if the board wants to declare financial exigency and not do four, I suppose they can do it. But it isn't this board that should be doing it. It should be the next board.
Well, in that case, we shouldn't be doing anything.
Well, let me respond to that. Setting a date doesn't mean you have to have the meeting.
Right.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I would kind of go along with the fact that we should set the dates in accordance with the bylaws. If a meeting is canceled, then a meeting is canceled.
I want to say I support that position as well.
I'd like to call the question.
All right. Well, we're not quite... Yeah.
I'd like to call for the question, and I'd like to ask for a roll call vote on it.
Okay, that's kind of parliamentary for us, but we can do these things. Let me ask. I understand the question's been called. Is there anyone else? All right. I can handle it. Is there anybody else that wants to make a comment on this and is being foiled by the question calling?
Yeah. This is me, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, personally, I probably get shot for saying this, and I've said it before. I personally think we should only have two meetings. We don't need all of these meetings. We don't really accomplish much because of the fiscal crisis that we're in. If we were doing that much, then we wouldn't be where we are. However, I don't think that we should be setting the other meetings, because unless folks know who the future directors are going to be, they might have a different date. I can go along with April, but I wouldn't go along with any further than that. I would let the new board decide when they want to have the meetings.
Okay, well, this isn't strictly about Richard's motion. So let's right now deal with Richard's motion, then we'll get back to date setting. So is there any conversation on Richard's motion to reduce the meetings to three? Okay.
I would simply say that I agree with George that the bylaws call for four, and simply because we propose and schedule four doesn't mean that that we're actually going to wind up having, or the new board will actually wind up having four. So I think it may be more efficient to simply, if Rich's the only one who's disagreeing, then to note that and go to the next item. We'll proceed with the date setting.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and let us vote on it. Richard requested a roll call. While we usually don't do that at committee, I don't really see a problem with it because this is a publicly streamed meeting. So how we all vote is, you know, is public information. So let's go ahead and do a vote. Richard, do you want to restate your motion?
Due to the financial difficulties that y'all have a fancier word for it, the financial difficulties that the foundation is having, that we reduce our meetings to three, our in-person meetings to three a year.
Okay, and that would be the coordinating committee recommends to the PNB that we reduce the meeting.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the motion. I will do a roll call vote.
Tracy, sorry. I think maybe Richard should put in there to pass a special rule.
Well, that's up to Richard. Richard, do you want to accept that language?
A what? A special rule?
Yeah, just to put the words in there, a special rule, because it is in violation of the bylaws, but you put a special rule.
A special rule, is that, yeah. You agree with that, George? Special rule is a terminology that needs to be added? I can't hear you.
George?
We can't hear you. You're muted. You're muted, George.
What's that? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now we can.
You can hear me now, right?
To what Nia was saying, I don't have any problem with that if we need to do it, but I don't understand.
I don't think it's necessary. This is our advice to the PNB, and they can choose to make it a special rule or not make it a special rule. To make it a special rule means you're going to plan on doing it in the future, presumably every year subsequently. So I don't think it's necessary.
Thank you anyway, Neil.
Okay. So the motion goes forward as Richard stated it, and he wanted to do a roll call vote, so that's what we're going to do. Well, it's kind of a roll call vote on the phone, whether you like it or not, but... Anyway, so yes means that you support the recommendation to cut the three meetings. No means you don't. Rico Ross. Richard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Joe? George?
No.
Okay. Ethel?
No.
Okay. Alonzo?
No.
Okay. Arlene? Navarne? Myself, I will vote no. So the motion fails 42. Okay, so that brings us back to dates. I have suggested recommending dates for all year. Nia is suggesting that we only do so for April, for the April meeting or the April-May meeting, when March-April meeting, whenever it is. I don't object to that, so should that be the way that we go forward? Does anybody want to argue anything else?
Well, it would seem to me useful to the incoming board, again, simply because we recommend a date, and even if the PMB, the current PMB, approves the date, it doesn't mean that the incoming PMB can't change the date.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be that much further ahead if we proceeded on the basis of having set a date and done, even more importantly, the research necessary for them to make an informed decision.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say on my own behalf that if, in fact, there is going to be a Berkeley meeting in July, August, in September, October, that, you know, as a possible point person for it, I might start looking into venues as early as February or March if I knew what the date was. Because the fact that I didn't do so until about 2 months before the meeting last year meant that some venues that would have been available were not, some of them being some academic venues which tend to be reserved way in advance. That might have been cheaper. So I think there's an advantage to doing it.
This is Nia?
Yeah, Nia.
Yeah, then I propose that at the January in-person meeting, that board sets the meeting date for March, April, September.
Oh, God. Okay, you have to say that again.
Yeah. Then I propose that at the January meeting, that the incoming board sets the March, April meeting and the meetings after into March, April of 2012.
Oh.
If you started looking in February for July, then you would still be on time for that.
Yeah. Whoever did that should apologize.
I agree.
Yuck. Okay, so where are we? So Nina's making a suggestion that this all be sort of punted until the new incoming board on January 21st, which begs the question of whether the coordinating committee should have a recommendation that new board could act on or not. So what do people want to do?
I think we should have a recommendation, and I think the new board is going to be scrambling to get up to speed as we did. If they have a target date and people are already looking into these things by the time the target date occurs, it's only going to help. And if they really don't want to do it that date, they can change it. It won't be decided. It won't be approved by this board. It'll be approved by the – oh, I guess it'll be. I mean, we could approve this board, and but – you know, no contract's going to be signed until mm-hmm. the new board is seated. So it's really up to them when they want to meet. But I think it would be a service to them to provide a date that was, a target for them.
Okay. So are there any strong objections with going ahead and proceeding with setting what we'll call target tentative dates for the next three meetings that don't have dates set already for the end of the next calendar year? If there's strong objections, then we'll go to a vote. If there's not, then we'll proceed.
I object.
Okay, then we're going to have to vote on it. So let's do it this way. It will be my motion to set tentative dates for the April, July, and October meeting in 2011. And a yes vote means that the coordinating committee should go ahead and propose tentative dates, and a no vote means that we shouldn't, in which case we'll bag it and not bring it up again.
Tracy?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to divide.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to vote on the April by itself and the rest.
Oh, okay. And then July and September. Okay, fine.
Right.
Okay. So the first motion is that the coordinating committee go ahead and set a tentative date for the April meeting in Los Angeles with a recommendation to the PNB. So we're going to vote on that first. Yes vote means we should do that. No vote means that we should not do that. Okay. Just give me 1 second to get the committee member list out again. Okay. So, starting from the top. Richard?
No.
Okay. Mia?
Yes.
Rico? Joe? George?
Yes.
Okay. Alonzo?
Yes.
Okay. Afia?
Yes.
Okay. Arlene? LaVarne? Me? Yes. Okay, so that passes on a vote of 5-1. And why don't we go on to the second motion, and then we will do the date setting. And that motion is for the coordinating committee to recommend to the PNB tentative date for the July meeting in Washington and the October meeting in Berkeley. Yes vote means that we should go ahead and do that. No vote means that we should not. So, Richard.
No.
Mia?
No.
Joe? George?
No.
It's kind of hard for me to hear you, Tracy.
I'm sorry. Alonzo?
Will you repeat the motion, please?
Yes, the motion is that the coordinating committee will go ahead and pick dates for the July meeting in Washington, the October meeting in Berkeley.
Yes.
And pass those dates on to the PNB. Okay, so Alonzo voted yes. Efia?
Yes.
Okay, Arlene? LaVarne? Bill? I'm going to vote yes, and that's a 3-3 split, so the motion fails.
I'm going to change my vote to make it 4-2.
Okay, so that makes it 4-2, and the motion passes, so we will set those dates.
And
so
that was okay. It's okay, go ahead.
It's a committee. People can't change their votes.
I just want to bring it to the chair of the Pacific National Board of Protection. He voted after me for the vote.
You know, we are merely a committee. The PNB
okay.
will do what
it's okay.
going to do. You know, we have no power.
It's all in fun.
Go ahead. Okay, so turning to April and motion number one, and of course the bylaws technically say March, May, and September. That said, last year we did April, July, and October. And given the fact that our budgets are rarely done early, there's some advantage to that schedule. But March, April is the period that we're working with for Los Angeles. I was supposed to let you guys know that the 18th, which is a Monday, is the first day of Passover at sunset, and Easter is April 24th. So the weekend of April 23rd, 24 would not be a good weekend.
How about the first weekend? Let's see, that first weekend in April is actually technically in March. Begins on the 31st, so April 1st through 3rd.
Mm-hmm. That's an option, which makes it very close to March. Anybody want to put out another date?
Have a calendar here.
Okay, well, let me throw out some other dates. The following weekend is April 8, 9, 10. And then there's April 15, 16, 17. April 15th, of course, being tax day. And any support for any of those other dates besides the 1st, 2nd, 3rd?
I'm just trying to get up my calendar here. So what date did you say again, excuse
me? George put out April 1, 2, 3.
Should we consider income tax day at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people are going to be busy.
It is a hassle for people. It's also, for what it's worth, it's hard for me if I'm indeed on the board again, because there's a big conference in my field in Boston that week. So it's not impossible, but it would be a lot of winging around.
And you, how about the 8th, 9th, and 10th? Is it something, some holiday, something going on?
Yeah, that could be okay. Okay, so let's do a quick straw poll. We have two weekends. One is April 1, 2, 3. The other is 8, 9, 10. And if I just call, your name, tell me which one you prefer. Richard? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll abstain from... I don't think we should be doing this.
Okay, but you don't have any preferences between 1, 2, 3, or 8, 9, 10?
I'll abstain.
I'll abstain. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of hard because we don't know what the board is like. I don't know if I'm going to be around. But for the foundation's sake, maybe to January, February, March. When are fund drives? Does anybody know when the fund drives are? April?
They're in February for us.
February. So this is what I'm saying. I wonder what the other ones are.
Let me point out, it occurs to me that April 4th is the anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King, and there's often events that are planned around that. So.
Yeah, for the stations.
Yeah, so maybe 8, 9, 10 really is the best.
Right. Somehow that, I can't remember that month is... Okay. I'll go for the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay. So, George?
I'll go for the 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Okay. Alonzo?
I'll go for the majority.
Okay. So, Athea?
8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay, this is Sophie. I don't know. I think that.
Gosh. Oh, is that the weekend that you're saying that you would have a conference?
Well, I'm just checking because it's in Boston, so it doesn't go very well with doing something in Los Angeles. Let me just check the dates real fast. On the other hand, they probably don't cross exactly, so it's probably doable. A lot of running around.
Oh, I thought you said your event was the week after.
I'm checking the dates right now. Oh, it's actually April 8th through 10th. Okay, well, that's a good reason for me to say 1, 2, 3. It looks like we have a tie.
Oh, no.
Well, we could have let Alonzo break the tie.
Alonzo, you're going to have to break the tie.
Okay, what are the two dates again?
April 1, 2, 3, April 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 3.
Okay. then that's what we'll recommend. Okay, so that takes us to June, July in D.C. I will say that for this meeting, probably if we're trying to get those hotel discounts in D.C., we'll probably be much better off in July. Since the prices will go substantially down.
Tracy?
Yeah?
Have you been getting those hotel sheets I've been sending you?
I have.
Okay.
And they seem to support that.
When is the meeting supposed to be held? Is it June or May?
The bylaws say June, but on the other hand, if we're meeting April 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And we're trying to space them 3 months apart.
Right. So end of June, beginning of July would be sort of.
Yeah.
April, May, end of June, beginning of July would
be. Okay. Yeah. So we're in exactly the same thing, leaving out July 4th weekend, which obviously we have to do. We have the weekend of 8, 9, 10, or we have 15, 16, 17.
Well, 8, 9, 10 sounds good.
Okay. Anybody else want to put another date forward? Any objections?
This is Nair. I'm just objecting for the simple reason that I think the new board should set the date. That's my only objection.
Okay. And they may. But we will go ahead and recommend then July 8, 9, 10.
I'd like to add my name to the objection that Nia just made.
Okay, so that takes us to September, October in Berkeley, and it is my responsibility to find a weekend with no football game, so I'm going to do that right now. Just give me a second and I can put out some dates there. Okay, so the 2011 schedule is you know what? It doesn't matter because they're going to play in San Francisco. Like the stadium is being fixed. Okay, so it doesn't matter because all the accommodations won't be taken in Berkeley. Okay, so it doesn't make any difference. So if we went for a meeting about the same time we had the meeting this year, we could meet on the September 30th, 1st, and 2nd of October, which is exactly the schedule that we did last year. Or we could back it up a week and try for 23, 24, 25 of September. Any strong feelings either way?
Tracy, the board is supposed to be approving budgets in that meeting, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess I would go for the last week then in September, give them as much time as possible, but still make it within the fiscal year.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like the budgets are usually ready early.
Well, who knows? Things might change.
They might.
I hope. And we could only hope, right?
Okay, so any violent objections to 31-2 apart from objections to the whole thing we're doing?
I object to this whole thing here.
Okay.
Like I did before.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're going to do. We will put that forward to the board, and they can either vote on it or they can decide they're going to leave it to the new board to deal with. And that will be up to them. So if there's nothing further, Levarne's not here. Is there anyone who attended that board orientation packet meeting that has a report back on it? I didn't go.
It's Richard. I was there.
Okay. Well, tell us what happened.
I think it was just Levarne and I. She gathered. We went through the book that we have that we give. It's a little 1-inch thick binder that we give all the incoming board members, or we have in the last few years. She was talking like the national office would put together books like that for the incoming people. That it's just basic information. Like I said, it's only 1 inch thick, but it gives them ready access to stuff like the bylaws and contact information, you know, the phone numbers and stuff like that for everybody. They're going to put something together, I think. And it was to clear that with Levarne. That just was my feeling.
Okay. Is there another scheduled meeting that we should know about, or is she just kind of doing it?
I think she's kind of doing it, but you have to ask her.
Okay. So that covers that item. And the last item on the agenda is the affiliate director election. And the question there is what point are we at in the process, and is there anything that the coordinating committee needs to do?
Well, let me tell you where we're at. We have 4 nominations. As far as I can tell, they're complete. I haven't quite checked them in detail, but it looks to me, first glance, they're all complete. I had thought that what I would do would be at the I had hoped to do it for this meeting, but it's too late, to see if we can get the 2 new people, and, of course, Jim and Afia, to be on the call so that we can talk to them in person, the board can talk to them in person, and ask some questions, I was thinking, like 10 minutes apiece, at the next meeting, which will be in a week or two from tomorrow, more or less. So that was my suggestion, and then we would send out the ballots, and I believe we decided how we would do the election technically, and we'll send out the ballots after that. That was my thought.
Well, does anybody have a comment about that? It doesn't sound like it requires the coordinating committee to do anything in particular.
Sounds like what we've done before.
Okay. Well, then I think we're good. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Richard. Did I get back in?
Yeah.
No, that sounds good. I'm sorry we weren't able to do it this coming meeting, but the next one should be fine. We need to. What is it? What is the rule that we make that choice by the end of December? Or is there a time? Surely there's a time frame on there somewhere.
I think it just has to be made by the time the new board is seated. Well, no, it has to be made enough in advance so that people can make reservations and such.
That's true.
I would say by the end of December we should certainly have it done. I mean, if we send out the ballots, even if I have the meeting on the 17th instead of the 10th, and we allow 10 days, it's still before the end of the year. It still leaves 3 weeks to make. I think that should be timely.
And those ballots go in by email, right? Chris?
Yes, for God's sake.
We decided,
please, spare me.
Really?
Spare all of us.
I think that's what the minutes said. It's in the minutes.
I think they are, too. I think it is, too, and I think we had Afia, you can correct me. Isn't that the way last year that it went to Chris and then the national office figured it up?
No, that's not correct. They went to
I couldn't hear you, Richard.
They went to Jamie and Afia. They went to Jamie and Afia.
No, the ballots went to Christine.
Yeah.
And then Jamie and I counted them together.
Oh, okay. Is there a problem with doing it that way?
Well, we've already decided at the last meeting that we would have the vote count at the national office.
Oh, okay.
I think as we get closer to that date, we can have Christine, you know, write down for us the protocol, and, you know, if there's a question of wanting X number of witnesses or whatever, we can make sure that happens as the coordinating committee. I mean, I'm in Berkeley. I can go over there and watch the count if need be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we don't have a major problem. So the ballots are going to, we're going to do an interview process at some upcoming DNB meeting, and then the ballots are going to get emailed and then mailed back. Yes?
Yep.
Yes. Yep. That's correct.
Okay. So I think we're good.
All
right. Now, again, you're saying mail, you mean email, right?
Well, what I have written in the minutes from last week and from last month, and maybe I goofed it up, was that the ballots would be emailed to the members of the PNB, but they would actually be postal mailed back. It sounds like maybe we're modifying that to just get emailed back.
No, that's what it says. It says Christine Mayer will send applications to the PNB. It doesn't say how. And then PNB members will mail ballots into Christine after reviewing the applications. I think it's worth having a paper trail for this.
Okay. Sounds good, and we'll ask Christine to make sure that
I take exception to that. I think it's unnecessary. It's unnecessarily burdensome to force people to have to do a paper ballot when you're talking about two candidates. I mean, two seats.
Okay. Conversation?
This is Nia Tracy?
Yeah.
It could be done by email, and we put the ballot, I guess, could be on a Word document, and we rank the candidates on the Word document and attach it and send it to Christine. So when Christine prints, no one will know. Well, the way these elections are going, but I don't think Christine would ever do anything like that. When she prints them, then all she's printing is a Word document with no director's name attached to it.
Right.
So we could. That's how it was done last year.
Okay. Well, I wasn't around last year. I'll just have to take the word for that.
No, that's accurate.
Okay.
Do we make this decision, or does the whole PNB vote on it?
I think that maybe we make this decision. My understanding was that at least in some previous years, the coordinating committee handled the affiliate election, although we're not really taking that role. But I don't know. I mean,
this is me and Tracy.
Yeah.
Since I was on the coordinating committee before, it was.
I can't hear you, Nia. Could you speak up?
Okay. I was on the coordinating committee in 08, and that's the way it was done. But the PNB was informed about the process. The PNB got a sample of the ballots and everything. Mm-hmm. So there was total transparency.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like I said earlier, that the actual ballot was on a blank, you know, was on a Word document, and that's what we checked on. Actually, Carolyn and I went to, it was the then Secretary Donna Neiman's house here in New York. And for those people who
Your voice is dropping.
Well, I don't know why. I have it. Can you hear me any louder now? I have it right by my mouth. Yeah. And it was Carolyn and I who went to the then Secretary Donna Neiman's apartment here in New York City, you know, just to be witnesses. And for those people who sent it to Donna via snail mail, we were just there to observe as she opened the envelopes. So that's what was done that year. But I do agree that it doesn't need to be that involved. We're talking about two seats, two people, and four candidates. But just there's no Word document and send it to Christine. I mean, I have all confidence that Christine will keep this confidential. And once she prints the ballots, that's it. No one will know who it came from.
Well, I don't think the number of candidates matters. The reason for doing a mail thing is that you can check people's signature. They can sign the outside envelope, and you know it's. I don't really care all that much, but I mean we could have a situation where somebody says I didn't send that email, Well, I suppose that'd be hard to do since we do.
It certainly would.
This is coming from your email account.
Yeah. I guess that's hard to fake. You can't really do that. I can't do it anyway. Perhaps other people can. I mean, I have people using my computer to send emails occasionally. but they would be unlikely to use it to do this, so I don't really care how it's done.
Yeah. I mean, that has happened to me. I mean, I have been spoofed before. However, I just think this particular case is not that serious. I mean, those folks think it's that serious.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like there's serious objections to using email, and it's certainly faster.
Well, how about this, Tracy? That as Christine gets them, that as Christine gets the email, that she just sends a confirmation to the sender to say, I received it. If someone gets an email from Christine saying, I received it, they could always write back, you know, if they didn't send it, say, you know, I didn't send anything, and then that could be nipped in the bud right then and there.
That would be good, too, because, so, I mean, it doesn't hardly ever happen, but sometimes emails get spammed somewhere that shouldn't be or get lost somehow, and so at least everybody be have a confirmation.
Confirmation, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. It's easy to do.
Okay. So it sounds to me that, George, whenever you set up the period of time for the affiliate candidates to talk to the PNB, maybe you could just allocate an extra 10 minutes onto that just for a procedure conversation.
Sure.
And then we'll just brief the whole PNB on how it's going to work. And I guess as your chair, I will also send that info to Christine or have a conversation with her sort of reiterating all of this.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I think we're good. The only thing that we need to do is set the time and date of our next meeting. We will be meeting the first Wednesday in January, but before that, it sounds like we'll need to pick out a facility in Houston.
Just a moment. Do you think we can have a definite all the information by next week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, next week would be fine. We'll have all the information we need.
Okay, so let me get to the calendar and see when we can do this. Okay, next Wednesday is out because of the BAI-LSB, but we could grab next Thursday, the 11th, at 5:30. So does that work?
Works for me. 5:30 your time, you mean?
5:30 Pacific time.
Thursday?
Thursday the 11th is the only day next week that's available, unless we want to take Fridays, and I don't.
In Thursday the 9th?
No.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm still in November. Oh, okay. So there are no days next week. Shoot. Okay, hold on. Okay. Next week, We have personnel, finance, BAI, LSB, and affiliates, and that messes somebody up. I guess we will have to do it on December 10th.
I can't do it on the 10th, but anyway, you can go over that with me.
Well, let me ask a question. Is anyone in this meeting on the Racism and Sexism Committee?
I am.
You are? Okay.
Oh, Alonzo and I are.
I am.
Okay, so that doesn't work for a conflict. Well, there is no meeting time. So
can we do it by email?
I think we could. George, would you or Deb be able to write down all the facts and sort of email them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. And we should get that within a day or two, so we should have plenty of time before the next meeting.
Okay, and we'll set ourselves a deadline that even though we're not meeting on December 10th, that we will get our decision made by the 10th.
Yeah, I might want to schedule the PMB meeting for the 10th, so let's say we get the decision made by the 9th.
Okay. So if everybody could commit to paying attention to their email and responding, that would be great.
The 10th is Human Rights Day. I don't know about you all, but we have local events around that, and there's a national conference as well.
Okay. Well, we're not scheduling a coordinating committee meeting about the PNB scheduling. You know, we'll see.
Are these events in the evening?
I didn't hear you.
Are those events in the evening?
The conference is the whole weekend. Southern Human Rights Organizers Conference.
Okay. And you're attending that, I take it?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. In that case, I'll probably schedule it for the 17th.
Okay. Well, then, I think we're good. So the next official meeting of the coordinating committee will be the first Wednesday in January. And at that point, we'll work out the agenda for the Houston meeting. And I think we're all set. So unless anyone has anything else, we are adjourned.
Okay. Thank you.
Tracy, this is Nia.
Yeah.
I missed it. Maybe my volume is down or something. So when are we going to actually count the votes and the results for the affiliates? Did you say on the 17th?
No. At this point, we don't know. At the next PNB meeting, George is going to schedule the candidates to come and talk to the PNB. And
that's
then
right.
On the... No, it wouldn't be this Friday. It would be the next PNB meeting, either the 3rd or either the 10th or the 17th, and it looks like it's going to be the 17th.
Okay.
So the ballots would go out after that meeting, and then they would have to be emailed back before the end of the month.
Okie dokie, thank you.
So it sounds like we would probably do the counting either like the week between Christmas or New Year's or right after we got back in January.
By the time they purchase the tickets, okay.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends when George schedules the next CMB meeting. He said that, Afia's saying the 10th won't work for her. So if it happens before the 17th, that might be better.
I have a question. This question is for George, actually. Would it be possible to contact the two people and see if they could do it this Friday? Interview them this Friday? I'm just thinking about the cost of the tickets.
Today is Wednesday.
I'm just asking the question. Anything is possible. We just have to ask. It's either a 50-50 chance, yes or no. I simply ask the question.
Is George still here? No.
I think that's unreasonable.
He may not be. I think it's a little close to Ania. I think that's not giving people much time. And you know, if they had something to do, they would feel obligated to bend over backwards to accommodate the PNB, and that may not be fair.
I think what we should pay attention to is the fact that we might need to have our next meeting after the 3rd, a little bit earlier in December than the 17th.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that would make things work a bit better, so we can deal with that on the 3rd and just kind of make the point that
right.
It makes things kind of rushed.
So
and maybe, yeah, and maybe we can't have the meeting on Friday or, you know,
it has to be another day of the week.
Or on Sunday. We haven't done Sunday in a while. Folks were happy about Friday and Sunday last year.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Are we adjourned?
Oh, we are.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks, Tracy.
Bye. Thank
Bye.
You all.
Bye. Thank you, Tracy.